AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hillary Rodham Clinton, in a speech outlining her economic priorities, took a shot at GOP presidential candidate, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
You may have heard Governor Bush say last week that Americans just need to work longer hours. Well, he must not have met very many American workers.
Clinton says the economy is being held back by income inequality.
The evidence is in. Inequality is a drag on our entire economy. So this is the problem we need to tackle.
Another Republican is getting into the race. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker releasing an online video this morning.
It's not too late. We can make our country great again. Join our cause. Help us fight and win for America.
Later this evening, Walker holds a campaign kickoff in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Diplomats say issues still remain before there will be a final deal in the Iran nuclear talks, Iran's insistence that the UN lift an arms embargo, and that the Security Council should no longer describe Iran's nuclear activities as illegal. AP correspondent George Yan reports from Vienna that the negotiators are working against a midnight local, 6 p.m. Eastern Time deadline.
The Chinese foreign minister, who's here with most of the other foreign ministers, said we will not accept another extension. It has to happen today. The Iranians have also said no more extensions planned.
A deal would place long-term limits on Iran's nuclear program. Greece has reached a bailout agreement with its European creditors, but Greek lawmakers still have to pass a number of austerity measures that include sales tax increases, pension and labor market reforms. Only then will Greece receive $95 billion in bailout cash and support for its banks to reopen. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 192. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is hosting a once-in-a-decade conference on aging. In his opening remarks, the president touted the impact of Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and the Affordable Care Act on health care now available to older Americans.
Today, the number of seniors in poverty has fallen dramatically. Every American over 65 has access to affordable health care.
The president has asked the Labor Department to crack down on conflicts of interest in the retirement savings advice people may be getting from financial advisors. And he's also wanting to expand people's access to employer-based retirement accounts. Searchers are trying to find a small private plane carrying three family members after it failed or reached its destination yesterday in Washington state. An aerial search has resumed over a rugged mountainous area northeast of Seattle. State authorities say the plane left western Montana Saturday afternoon and was due in Washington that evening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.